Okay, Pei Zayin Beis. Says the Mechaber, Graf Va'avid Shel Cheris, O Shel Eitz Shekafo'o Alpiv. So if you have a urinal, right, a chamber pot made of cheris, this earthenware, or out of wood, and you flip it over, you put it on its top, right? So Yesh Matirin, some say that you're allowed to now say Shema, Yesh Oshim, some say you can't. V'halacha Kidvei HaOshim, but the halacha follows the opinion that says you are not allowed to, it's still a problem with this, because it's designated. The Mishnah explains why. In the bottom, Sifkat and Zion says Yesh Matirim, those that allow it, what's their reasoning? So it says the Havikim Akisa, it's like you covered it. Right? If you think about it, you have the thing, you invert the pot, so now it, whatever, that chamber thing is covered, so it's not a problem. However, we follow the other opinion, Yesh Osrim Ches, the Kevin Shazuhuma Balua Besocho, right? It's Balua, it's absorbed, like in Hilchos Kashrus, when you have a taste, a tam that goes into an object, so it's absorbed in the object, so you have this Zuhuma, this disgusting, aspect that's been absorbed within it. So the kli itself, you can't cover the kli with the kli. Yeah, the kli itself is disgusting. So you, just by flipping it, that opinion says, no, it's not good enough. Right? You have to actually cover the kli itself on the external. Aval shamatachos, but if it's made out of metal. Afilu ein ruachot mifnim mahani kefiya. So then even if it's not really washed out well, but it's made out of metal, so then that would work if you were to flip it. De'ein isura ela mitocho, because the only thing is something that's internal. So yesterday morning, the only problem with this is inside. We're again made a matecha. So if you flip it, then that would solve the problem. And by inverting it and covering it, that is considered halachically as if it was covered. Even if you covered and still the stench comes out from it, whether it's kli and it's washed out, or whether it's made out of metal and wasn't washed out, you still have to go dalat amos from where the smell ends, because it's as if it has a source, a tangible thing that's causing the stench to go. We're in Sifkat and Zayin, in the middle. V'ayin b'mashi kesavnu b'bir halacha v'sivin ayin tes. Okay, v'hakdama os Zayin. So over there, that was where there were different, I think, ten different categories of tsoah. That was Zayin. I should go back for a second. Right. That's what he's referring to about the thing. There's this whole long arichas over the 10 different categories, so what he wrote in Ozayin. Okay. The imu shel mateches v'rochutz, if it's made out of metal and it was washed out, so then dai sheyarchik ad makom sheyichle reach ra. Made of metal, it's washed out, so it's fine just to separate yourself from where the smell ends. Zer reach ra she'en l'ikr, because it has no source, per se. Because of shlo. You know what the shlo was? Shlo stands for three words. Right, that's where it is. The descendants of the Shlo use the word Hurwitz, not Horowitz, but Hurwitz. Those are that's the family name from the Shlo. So the Shlo Hakadosh writes, "Sheyargil ha'adam shehelo ovid shel matachos osha zechuchis." A person should have for himself a urinal, a chamber pot made out of metal or glass. Via rochutz v'nakin, should be washed out and clean. V'yatl sochem revius mayim mishemashtin, you should put a revius of water in there when a person urinates. Bo mashemashtin bo. V'oz mutal levarach asher yotzar v'lil nivot Torah etzlo. Then you could make a bracha and then you can learn. V'nearly im hunaki v'eni yotze mishum reach ra. If it's clean, there's no bad smell. Azai dai shiarchi tsuhu mi erev Shabbos, the erev Shabbos. You can wash it out once a week. Ad kan l'shana huva be'eli rabba. So again, we're so modern. We have plumbing. We don't have to worry about these types of things. But when you think about a person who would like to, he has his bodily functions, but then he wants to be able to learn. So that was his eight that he gave. Okay, Gimel. Mutali Krois Kriyashma Bebais Sheyesh Botsoa Umeraglaim Ograf Vaovit Kevan Shaharchik Shehirchik Mehem Kishur Shinizbar Besimani Tess. So you're allowed to read the Shema in a house that has the Tsoa in it, the chamber pot, as long as you distance yourself, as we explained. Vihain im kofa alehem kli, or so too if you would cover it with a kli, afapi shehem imu babayas, even though technically it's in the same house. Hare elu kikivurim umutaram likrois kinegdo. By covering it, that's as if it was buried, right? The kavura on it, and therefore one would be allowed to read the Shema. Okay, again, very different than our
So what was the havamina that even being in the same house? V'haya
machanach hakadosh, that's within your machana. That would be the havamina. Yeah. Good question. Okay. Well, Tess, we'll start with the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tess. Sha hirchik, that you distance yourself. So if you had a bed that's 10 tefachim high and you had it covered mechitzos all the way to the ground, it's small and it's less than 3 tefachim, so we use the principle that within 3 tefachim is halacha l'mashim, we see that it's extended and it goes down. It's on the other side. Mikrei hamita mechitza. That's like a mechitza, v'shar likros lifnei hamita, v'ein tzarech l'harachik. So if that's like it's a separation, you could say Shema now on the other side. Bilvaj shlo yira es graf o v'gam shlo yagia lo reachro. You don't see it, and it doesn't have a bad odor. V'kosa mogin avrim d'davka k'shemita chotzetes mikosa l'kosa, when it goes from wall to wall. Aval belav ha'achi lo chashiv mechitza. Just without that requirement of going from one wall to the next, that's not considered good enough to be an actual mechitza. And he argue against or questioning this din. The God b'sefer nishmas adam toma olav. He's amazed by this. Al kein therefore masik abechay adam shivuv mei raglayim with urine shahayu al haaretz or bechlish einu graf. Or you have it's a kli that's not like designated for that. Ve'ena elamid derabbanan. So then yesh lahaki lekroes levarich neged hamechitza. I feel ena chotzetes of alok neged haavir. So you could. You could say Shema for the case of the urine. Ein bir halacha she'etatnu kol hashom hazeh. Quotes the verbatim. Dapim hakavuim b'koysel shekorin pletzi. Right? In the Targum he says it's midaf itztaba. It's like a thing that sticks out. You know, if you had like a, I don't know how to describe it. So then it comes out this way from the wall. Oh, bank, right? A safsal, a bench, he says in the bottom of the Targum. Even though they are 10 tefachim, even if it comes out 4 tefachim, that's not considered to be in a separate domain. Because it doesn't have walls that go all the way to the ground. Right, tables that we have, they're not 10 tefachim wide. So look, a table like this. This is probably certainly 4 tefachim across. Probably not 10 tefachim high.
Certainly not 10 tefachim high.
Okay, so we're trying to figure out what they're. Od Kosev Shami writes more. Graf of Ophila Meraglayim Ha'omid Bein Tom Leposo. You think it's 10 tefachim?
In the height, maybe.
Let's take the most lenient measure of 10 tefachim, 32 inches.
It's pretty close.
Think so? Okay, so this would be
a little. It's probably a few bit,
but all right. It's all about the inches.
It's at least around 30. I mean, 30 inches.
We're close.
Yeah, maybe.
Depending on 32, 38 is probably the most. Mach Meshita for a 10 tefachim. Okay. Yet nearly the osla ama betzad hatomer likrois afal pisha toner mafsik. So when you said the oven, even that would separate. Keva dehu mitashmishe habayis botul lagabe habayis. Since it's something you need for the house, it's really botul, therefore it's not serving as a mechitz. V'chein kol kayotze b'zes. Any other thing that would be resembling this? Aval sharkli habayis she'enem yuchal habayis. Any other type of kelim in there? Nearly the mafsikim. That would work as a good mechitza, and it would make a separation. If you had so on the other side, meraglayim on this side, that would work. Right, okay, but things that you have to have the same dimensions that we said by the bed. So it goes less than 3 tefachim. Even the bed itself is not 10 tefachim. It's like, imagine a bed. Most beds are probably lower than this.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right, okay.
You know, you have to be climbing in, you need steps to climb into bed.
My mom might have one, but...
Okay. So in this case, Shar Likros Lifnei Hamita V'Al Gaba. You could say Shema in front of this type of bed. The Amrin and Lavud V'Havi K'Mechusa. So we say that the walls extend down, and it's covered. V'Chol Z'Kesh'ein Magir Re'ach Ra. That's only when there's no odor. If there's an odor coming out, whoa, it's covered. No, that doesn't help. And mechitza wouldn't help also. Vamito shalanu, our beds, they're not as the size of this table. Shiraglehem gavoy shlosha tefachim. So they're more than three tefachim off the ground. So then, since it's above three, we're not going to say lavud, and therefore it's not covered, and therefore you would have to separate from them. And then the last halacha was that if you cover the tsoa with a kli, right? So then we'd be out. Afilu yesh kitzas avir bein hakli lekarka. You know, there's a little bit of space. Kigon shibolet kitzas mitzadecha that sticks out on one side. Kol shehu pachas mishloshet tefachim. Amrinan lavud v'havikim mechusa. We'll still use the halacha l'moshe m'sinai principle of lavud. It's considered as if that little gap the covering is off. Like for a reason, it's like, I don't know. It's like
lavud from the cover.
Yeah, you're right. Like I don't know, I was thinking in my mind like a pitcher or something like that. Had like a little an edge or something that wouldn't fit exactly
or
over it.
Or you have a pot that you have a lid that's not quite right the size.
Yeah, right. Something like that. Aval im hakli pasuach l'mal. If it's open on top, afilu pachos mishlosh osur. So then if it's open, then that's obvious, then, you know.
It's so what are we covering then? What are we failing to cover if it's not the top?
That would be, I'm thinking, like a strainer or something like that. You have a kli, you have a sieve or a kivr, you have something used to drain whatever noodles or something like that, and you flip it over. So now, but it's open on top. It's got holes on top, so therefore it's not considered covered.
Oh, in the kli itself.
Yeah, the kli, correct.
We're not talking about the whole
thing. Yeah, that's what he says, if the kli is pasuach, okay. Okay, very good. We'll stop here.